What a fantastic week I'm having with cum eating. I was inspired yesterday by a delicious cum eater that we'll talk about in a little bit. But I realized with that call that I haven't addressed cum eating in quite some time. Now today I'm going to give you a little bit of an update and some of my thoughts about men who eat cum. I'm in a unique position right now where I'm talking to at least three cum eaters, all at different stages of their cum eating journey. Let's take Submissive D, for example. He's cum curious. He thinks it's erotic and naughty to eat his own cum. But he's never been able to do it. You and I both know those yummy hormones that make it feel like a good idea when you're hot and stroking seem to evaporate once you have that big O. Well, you wouldn't be alone. And Dee finds himself in this spot. Dee actually called me to talk to me, to get to know me better, to see if I could get him to eat that cum. And he was a little bit cocky, and he challenged me. He said, well, Erica, how confident are you that you can get me to eat that cum? Well, I told him, well, if you're genuine, if you really do have this desire, then I'm 100% confident that you'll do it for me. I can hear suspicion in his voice as he went, And then I asked, you've tried to eat your cum so many times. Now you're reaching out for help. Yes. Yes, he replied. That implies motivation and movement on your part. And as I explained to him, all I have to do is hitch a ride, add my own momentum, and a few very tried and true techniques. One of them will succeed in getting that yummy cummy to that mouth. The next submissive I'm talking about is Submissive R. He came to me a few months ago, much in the same boat, unable to do the dirty deed once that orgasm happened. Submissive R ate his cum. He's blown away. He's called many mistresses before, LDW and elsewhere. No one seemed to get into his mind, give him that motivation to fulfill his destiny as a cum eater. So Submissive R is calling me regularly, eating that spunk. And recently, he's told me his erotic desires, his fantasies have gone to another level. He's not satisfied eating only his cum. So how far down that cum-eating rabbit hole will you go? Will you be like Michael? He's a delicious submissive. And he talks to me and several other of the LDW ladies on a regular basis, giving us updates on his cum-eating habits. I told him the other day that I think out of 8+ billion people in the world that he is one of a kind, that no one could ever hope to live up to his reputation. And I want you to prove me right or wrong. You see, Michael is on his coming up on his 5th anniversary of eating his own cum. And in the last couple of years, he's been challenged to eat more. As of July 5th, day 186, he had consumed 601 loads of cum. Well, after our call, it was 602. And he has a yearly goal of 1,000. Now I hear you guys. What the fuck? How is he eating on average 3 loads a day? Unless he's a 20-something young buck. He's not making this loads himself, is he? Mm-mm. No, Michael has some play partners, vetted and safe. And one who even freezes has come for him for their special play dates. But back to the numbers. We loosely crunch some numbers, and admittedly his goal of 1,000 a year is going to be a challenge. I then said even at 800 loads a year, times approximately 20 years over the rest of his life, that's 16,000 loads. And that's only if he lives to 70. That is also not factoring his activities of the past 5 years. We estimate that he will easily consume over 20,000 loads of cum in his life. What do you think about that? Could you even imagine coming close? And finally, a gift Michael presented to me. Promised me that for as long as he lives, he will eat every drop of his own ejaculate. He will put every sperm he makes into his mouth, savor, and swallow it. No drop wasted ever, period. That's an amazing promise. An amazing gift. Thank you, Michael. Now, before some of you start slapping your dicks and running away, fearful that your cum-eating desires will lead to cock-sucking and what that means about you, stop. Don't be silly. Everyone is different, and I know plenty of cum-eaters who are quite satisfied with being naughty and eating that cum for me, but be forewarned. Do you have secret desires hiding in the crevices of your mind? Because once you find yourself in that welcoming atmosphere where your mind is free to explore, I will not guarantee it won't happen. But it's okay if it does. I like it. And last but not least, eating cum can take on many forms. If you're a fan of this page, you might think of all of the above as humiliating. Well, it is for some. For others, it's simply an awakening of your true sexual desires. Humiliation takes a back seat here for these three hot and horny pets. How about you? Why don't you check out some of my other cum-eating posts at Intelligent Phone Fantasy? Then I want to hear from you. Until we chat, Mistress Erica. For your cum-eating session, call 1-800-601-6975.